T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks to our guests today on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, Mike Florio, Sam Vecenie, and Len Casper. Our updates were handled by Joe Ostrowski and David Schuster. Brian Gertz had the video feed. Producers Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and Ray Diaz. Tomorrow, the Cockney basketball expert Mark Deeks will join us. We will also speak with Lon Kruger.
Can he do it in a Cockney accent?
I would pay Lon Kruger to do Mark Deeks' accent and sound exactly like Michael Caine. So Lon Kruger is going to join us, and there's going to be more. But right now, it is the McNeil and Parkins show.
Michael Caine's an actor. He's got an English accent.
Why are you having Lon Kruger on?
Talk about Trae Young.
Talk about Michael Caine.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'll choose the latter in that conversation.
Lon Kruger is the antidote to Rick Barnes for me in Big 12 gambling.
Oh, he was the fix?
Cover machine.
Really?
That guy covers spreads. That guy knows how to coach. 4 teams in the Sweet 16, Lon Kruger, I want to say.
Yeah, sounds right.
Very, very good college basketball coach.
Used to be a regular on our show when he was the Illinois coach.
Talked
to him all the time.
Yeah, the Illinois coaches, we lined him up, you know, era after era to ask him, how come you can't do more?
Why are you bad? Some of them were pretty good, but I know you have John Paxson on today. That's really the headline here.
Yeah, we don't know the time yet. Was it worth it?
No.
Right.
They blew it.
He won't acknowledge that they blew it. He will say He will say it's a deep draft and they got a player that they really liked at 7 last year.
But
and
that
they expect,
just underscores how hard it is to do.
Well, I know, and I know that, Dan. I did a little research project this morning.
Good.
I went back through every NBA draft from 2000 and just was like first best player in the draft, second best player in the draft, and just where were they picked? Because I'm hearing media members say like, well, I mean, you know, Steph Curry, Giannis, Kawhi Leonard. Like these exceptions.
Tom Brady in the 6th round.
came up in our discussion earlier today.
These exceptions to the rule. Every single year since 2000, okay? If not the best player went before 7, the second best player was before 7.
Okay.
So like, if you are going to get a top 2 player in a draft, one of them is going to be unavailable to the Bulls with the 7th overall pick. It's really hard to do what they did last year with Markkanen, and they still got the 3rd best player in the draft. Right? Like, it's really, like, Tatum is better than Markkanen. I'm sorry, he is.
Donovan Mitchell is
better than Markkanen. I'm sorry, he is. And Markkanen's really good. Like, I think he'll be a multi-time All-Star. Last year was a really good draft. This draft's not as good as that draft. 7's not going to get you a star most years.
I'd slow your roll on the multi-time All-Star thing, because if you look at the influx of young talent
and how
quickly the young talent is good, that these All-Star teams would get damn crowded really fast.
I agree. The only thing is, like, Al Horford's a multi-time All-Star, right? LaMarcus Aldridge. Like, you can be a multi-time All-Star, but not be close to being good enough to be the best player on a title team.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, he makes 4 All-Star games in his career. It's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good piece.
Especially at 7, yeah.
Right, especially at 7. But my top question for Pax, and I don't know how he'll answer it, is when this is done, right, when the rebuild is done and the team is ready to win and compete,
who's the best player?
And is the best player on the roster now? Because I don't think he is. And so it was supposed to be this pick, right? It was supposed to be you traded Jimmy Butler, you got 2 pieces in LaVine and Dunn, you got the 7th pick, and then you were going to lose for this draft to get a top 3 pick to get your 1. Because I think Markkanen's the second best player on a really good team, not the best player.
I think whether it's because of a failure to get a top pick or whether it's because of a failure of some of the top end of these draft guys, some of the, whether it's Ayton or whether it's Bagley, I think you could probably say that the top end of this draft has come back some, at least now. You never know.
Yeah, do you think DeAndre Ayton is going to be the best player on a champion?
Because
I don't know the answer to that, and I know you're anti-Ayton from when you watched him, but I would just say some of the criticisms you have of Ayton were the things that people said about Embiid at Kansas.
That's true.
Motor, playing hard. It's a
Sean Miller.
It's a congested college game, and you're a big guy, and the guards
coach.
The guards suck.
Like, why aren't you dominating games? Why aren't you just eating guys' heads out there? That's
with dominate.
Somebody who looks like that. You know what I mean? Do you remember like the national championship game where Patrick Ewing early and he was taking goaltending calls just to intimidate people, ripping the ball out of the air and staring at everybody like
Think Phoenix is taking Doncic. I think they'll take him. I mean, he's the best player.
It's their backyard, though, too.
I know, but he's the second best player. Or no, he's the best player in the second best league in the world at 19.
Right.
And you can put him next to Devin Booker and just say, this is our backcourt. And that would just be, in theory, an offensive juggernaut for a long time. So I think apparently they love the international thing, and they think it's more likely to re-sign in Phoenix. I think they're taking Doncic one, but that's just a guess.
I think our opinion of what we thought this draft was changed after a year, and it's our nature to pick apart these guys. We say, oh man, look at this college basketball. You got to get in this draft. Yeah, this great tank year. One of these four is going to be a stud. And then you watch him, and all you do is think, well, maybe not. Maybe and Ayton, I just cooled on Ayton because I think I watched too much of him. And I think at this point I've gotten to the point where I'm over scouting him.
Yeah, it's possible.
And you're probably right.
Just remember like how different it is offensively in college versus the pros.
Oh, I know.
It's just so much easier to be a good offensive player in the pros.
And the control freak coaches that are limiting everything and jumping up and down and calling a play every time.
Yeah. I want Porter. Like, I don't think they've got the best player on a title team. Porter could be the number one pick if he would have been healthy last year. He's got the highest ceiling, but he's got a bad back, so he might flame out and be a huge bust, or he might be a superstar.
Yeah, we were talking with Sam Vecenie of The Athletic about that earlier today, just about whether or not how confident you could be, how confident a draftnik could be in saying that if not for the back injury, Michael Porter Jr. is the best player in this draft. And he was fairly confident about it, but it's obviously a conditional that you're never going to know the answer to. But I think more people are confident in that than I thought they would be. And I'm not sure that that's a endorsement of Porter, whether that's a shot at one of the top three guys.
Bernsie, I heard you reference the oddity of the NBA draft lottery show.
It's so weird.
I haven't seen. I forgot it was on. For that, it occurs to me it's on, and I go on. People are tweeting with Bulls got seven, and I missed it. How has it evolved from when it was conducted on Elgin Baylor Way in Sea Caucus?
Yeah, Elgin's house. Come on in. I made cookies.
It's still as weird, just a bunch of people sitting there with long faces.
Yes, and it's the juxtaposition of the earnestness of the broadcast with the inherent silliness of what's happening. But first of all, the whole idea of the lottery was to prevent tanking. Roughly a third of the league tanked this year, right? So the entire
the
existence of this event, this was created to disincentivize trying to lose. Everybody who's there pretty much was trying to lose, was racing to try to lose. And it wasn't as strange as some years when you had odd and different representatives out there publicly. But there's Jamie Gertz, who we found out yesterday is one of the owners of the Atlanta Hawks. I had no idea. Chicago's own Maine East graduate Jamie Gertz, star of The Lost Boys and Seinfeld.
She was in Twister.
And of course, Twister.
I saw it the other night.
See, I fixated on The Lost Boys because we kind of went down a rabbit hole there.
Right, which was 87, The Lost Boys.
She's spare square from.
She is. Yeah, she is spare square. But it's to me, it's the way it's covered. And there's Cassidy Hubbard asking Jerry West about what he felt like when he got drafted. Like, he's 80.
And I was going to say, that goes back a few years.
And so he kind of said, he said, well,
he'd go to his other job.
Right. He said, things are very different back then.
Yeah, they no longer have a jump ball after every basket.
He was trying to explain things. It wasn't quite like this back then. He said, I knew I had a good year in college. I was just hoping to be taken by somebody and play in the NBA. I didn't know that I would go that high. He was very nice about it. But it's just the sort of self-seriousness that goes on. Yeah. It's just crazy. Yeah. Come on.
I can't believe they dragged it out as long as they did. Like, I wasn't watching. I was coming home from work and then walking home from the train and then getting in the car and going to the grocery store and driving back, and there's traffic, and I still made it.
It's so funny that you say that, because they said like 6:45 is when it was going to kind of start, or 6:50, whatever it was. And my schedules got all screwed up, and I had to take my daughter somewhere. And so I realized, oh, I haven't gone to the grocery store yet, and the wife's coming home, and I got to make dinner for everybody. So I run into Jewel, and then, of course, my daughter texts me. As I'm putting everything on the conveyor, she's like, "And peanut butter." And I like, "Damn it!
You're late."
So then I got to be the guy. Like, excuse me, I've got to go run.
Oh,
something.
You didn't.
I ran though. I ran like my hair was
on
fire.
Have ran. I right. hate it when people
know,
do that.
I know, but I had to. And I literally sprinted.
That's what I need to see.
That's when you said
that guy come back in a flop sweat.
No, the good news is that Jewel or that Mariano's, I could be blindfolded and find anything in 2 seconds. Almost literally, if you say, "Where's the oatmeal?" I could walk in there blindfolded.
The applesauce.
So I was at, well. Don't start me. So, but then I realized, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm racing home to watch the draft lottery.
Right,
think
right.
About the absurdity.
What
of
the
it,
hell
yeah.
is wrong with me?
I go back to the peanut butter
what
section.
Kind of life do I
start
live?
Eating it out of the jar with your hand. Like, that's a real depressing minute.
Seriously.
Well, the great thing about the way things timed out last night with start times for sports was before the first pitch was thrown. In the Cubs game, you were done with the White Sox already. They started at 6:05.
Rough.
So you saw everything you needed to see from that outfit in Pittsburgh before the Cubs and Braves played. And I devoted the upper tanks to the winter games.
Good playoffs, though.
Yeah,
good playoffs. You think LeBron's done? You think he's got one more punch back in him?
He does.
Yeah.
LeBron does.
That's why I picked Toronto. His
anyone
team stinks.
And everyone else in a Cleveland uniform seems to not know what that looks like.
Yeah, my oversimplification is I think we know the better team in both of these series already. I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's right. It's for that reason. I'm a little nervous. You need a Rockets win tonight. I need that for myself. I need a longer series there. I don't want that to end as quickly as it seems after game one it could end, because now we're looking at, you know, five games on either side, and the finals is going to be just nonsense regardless.
This is the finals.
That's what I'm
Western
saying.
The Western Conference is the finals.
Then I need more finals. I need more Western Conference. I need seven games.
And people are – I think Brad Stevens is great, right? He's great. He's probably the best in-game coach in the sport. But can we stop with Brad Stevens is more valuable than LeBron James? Can we stop with that narrative? Like, Boston has the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth best player in that series. Like, yeah, he's a good coach. Like they have the coaching edge, but LeBron's team is awful.
God, are they bad?
Take Brad Stevens off Boston, they're still better than Cleveland. You take LeBron off Cleveland, they're the Nets. They're the Hawks. They're the worst team in the league. So let's.
Yeah, they've got a representative at match game last night.
Exactly. Yeah. It's cool just a little bit.
That's they should do it more like match game and just bring the shag carpeting and the gin and tonics.
Long pencil thin microphone. Ryan, wasn't
loose
that a part
them
of it?
Up a little bit. You know, get a few drinks in and let Charles Nelson Reilly smoke and
lean over you.
Yeah,
and
dumb Dora is so dumb, and make it more fun.
Bernsey, bonus points for the Hannibal Lecter deep cut today.
Thank you.
Did anybody, any listeners text you and say they had you?
No, all I ever crave
I don't listen
is
to begin
one
with.
Text.
Well, I didn't want to text and drive because you'd warned me earlier, don't do that.
Oh, yeah,
that's all I ever want, whether it's an REM lyric or whether it's something that I slide in there. What Dan McNeil is talking about is when we were discussing Josh Rosen and juxtaposing that with the written test that the Indianapolis Colts are taking. I said, well, maybe the Cardinals would do that, but there's something to the effect of his frightening intellect being dissected with his blunt little tool.
Agent Starling, you think you dissect me with his blunt little tool? I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Connor, you had Arrested Development.
Almost every day.
Yeah, those
almost every day.
Right
I don't get it.
I am going to force you to watch that series if it means the death of me.
My sister bought me all the DVDs and the plastic wrap's still on.
It's so good.
I don't think I've ever watched any DVD set that has ever been given to me.
They do tend to collect a lot of dust.
And I can't, and it's not.
And neither is anybody you've gifted one.
There goes four or five of my Christmas gift ideas for you. Just out the window.
It's not an active decision to not watch it. I'm not saying, well,
you just stare at it.
I don't know. It's just like I don't think about it. And
it's on Netflix.
Everywhere. That's a lie. Because I think, was it my parents got me the full set of Mel Brooks movies. and those I've worn out. So
that favorite
Mel Brooks movie,
Young Frankenstein for me.
I'm a high anxiety guy.
Blazing Saddles for me.
That's right.
I like Spaceballs.
That is one of my least favorites, actually.
I think it's hilarious.
It is funny. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
What is Twister's cousin? What is the other tornado? There's two. We were talking about this last week.
No, there
week.
Were two volcano movies.
Oh, volcano movies.
Yeah, Volcano right. and Dante's Peak. Okay. Pierce Brosnan volcano and Tommy movies. Lee Jones. I don't know that Twister had
Twister
a cousin.
Well, Twister is Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
That's right.
Correct.
Yes. That's right. And Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And Sherry and I had that on the other night for about a half an hour.
Same.
I thought it was the one of the dumbest.
It's so bad.
Do you know why you thought that?
It's so bad.
Oh, it's going to be hard to
think, though. I have a friend who is in the Atmospheric Oceanic Services in the Air Force. He's a weather guy for him. He analyzes all that stuff. That movie, amongst those nerds, like it is on a pedestal.
Oh,
it
sure.
is like a reason that a lot of that era, like my age people,
went into.
No, seriously, like it's watched. They do it. Like if you go into the Air Force, if you fly fighter jets, you get fined for making a Top Gun reference. You're not allowed to do it. It's faux pas. It's gone now.
Yeah?
But Twister. Amongst the atmospheric oceanic nerds, that is like it's their Casablanca.
But I didn't like Casablanca either.
Well, then you're wrong.
Truth be told,
then you're wrong.
It's their Con Air, is what you mean to say.
It's their Con Air.
I'm sure.
Terrible move.
I'm sure it is. So wait,
you bite your tongue.
It's a terrible.
Hold on. So if you're in the Air Force. You've got to go to like Kangaroo Court for a Top Gun reference.
Oh yeah, if you're flying fighter jets and making references, I have a couple of friends who actually fly jets, and you cannot make Top Gun references.
That
you are
goes
fine.
Your pattern is full.
You are fine
okay.
for it.
What if you're just referencing the gay volleyball scene?
Still fine.
Okay.
Encourage. They do it. They still play the games.
I was saying, so the locker room towel
you still wear the
stuff.
Jeans. Okay. You still bite at the half-naked men in locker rooms, but you're fine.
Okay, just making sure what we're.
I am dangerous.
Right. It's like, dude, we're in a locker room.
Yeah. Don't be doing that.
That's really weird, man.
Oh, we have a show.
Good.
Today. Mac is back. We're starting a new streak. Vinny Goodwill, he was one of the select few media members to witness the lottery process unfold, and we love his basketball thoughts. He'll be on at 2:20, Jeff Passan at 3, Can't Do It at 4, and John Paxson and Dan Plesak also in our orbit today as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, the Paxson stuff should be good. You know, there's questions to
what
be answered.
What do you want to know? Like, what do you want to know? Because that he can actually answer.
Well, those are different things.
I mean, what's he going to say about Zach LaVine?
What he might tell
you that contract looks like.
What he would say at a hotel bar is different than what he's going to say here. You know, I understand that, but I don't want this to be another round of the beloved core and the good but never great Bulls that just keep perpetuating the same thing. You know, how do they go for it?
Yeah, how do they go for it? When are they going to be in the playoffs again? I think he might answer that one. He was candid last year.
How valuable is that if you're the 7 or the 8, too? I mean, I value playoff experience, I think, more than most people do, but that's among the questions. And you said the best player on the contending team. I'm not so sure they have the second best player on a contending team right now.
I think Markkanen can be that. I do.
Maybe.
But maybe. I don't even want to ask him about the LaVine contract. He's been, like, you know, I know.
Well, that's what I'd want to know, but you're right. I mean, there's no answer to it.
Our negotiations are private. They're ongoing.
Of course,
it's going to be a negotiation.
Nor should he answer that question.
Right, exactly.
There's no reason.
Like, I don't.
All right, I'm certain you will make some news.
We'll try.
We'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.